Look where they come. Take but good note, and you shall see in him the triple pillar of the world transformed into a trumpet spool.
It's difficult to say.
I mean, like, I've never used the word strumpet, but I do use the word spool quite a lot in my computer science. So
strumpet. Okay. Yeah, I can see where you're going.
I'm used to play the trumpet. So. look where they come. Take but good note, and you shall see in him the triple pillar of the world transformed into a strumpet's fool. Behold and see.
If it be love indeed, tell me how much.
There's beggary in love that can be reckoned.
I'll set a bourne how far to be beloved.
Then must thou needs find a new heaven and new earth. News, my good lord, from Rome. Great me the sum.
Nay, hear them, Antony. Fulvia perchance is angry. Or who knows if the scarce bearded Caesar have not sent his powerful mandate to you. Do this or this. Take in that kingdom and enfranchise that. Perform it or else we damn thee.
How, my love?
Perchance. Nay, and most like, you must not stay here longer. Your dismission is come from Caesar. Therefore hear it, Antony. Where's Fulvia's process? Caesar's, I would say. Both. Call in the messengers. As I am Egypt's queen, thou blushest, Antony. And that blood of thine is Caesar's homager. Else so thy cheek pays shame when shrill-tongued Fulvia scolds. The messengers!
Let Rome and Tiber melt, and the wide arch of the ranged empire fall. Here is my space. Kingdoms are clay, our dungy earth alike feeds beast as man. The nobleness of life is to do thus. When such a mutual pair, as such as twain can do it, in which I bind, on pain of punishment, the world to wheat, we stand up peerless.
Oh, excellent falsehood! Why did he marry Fulvia and not love her? I'll seem the fool I am not. Antony will be himself.
But stirred by Cleopatra. Now, for the love of love and her soft hours, let's not confound the time with conference harsh. There's not a minute of our lives should stretch without some pleasure now. What sport tonight?
Hear the ambassadors.
Fie, wrangling queen, whom everything becomes to chide, to laugh, to weep, whose every passion fully strives to make itself in thee fair and admired. No messenger but thine, and all alone tonight will wander through the streets and note the qualities of people. Come, my queen, last night you did desire it. Speak not to us. Excellent.
Oh, that was great. Very